to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And if you want to find about more, if you want to find out more about me and who I am, about the shows we do, hundreds and hundreds of them, where we are broadcasting, please go to the website, www.drpatshow.com, drpatshow.com. Check it out. And what you'll want to do is sign up for the newsletter. We don't do anything strange with your email, so you don't have to worry about that. We do let you know about upcoming shows like the one today, as well as events that are coming to town and special offers that are offered exclusively to Dr. Pat listeners. One of those offers you're going to hear today, because my guest is Matt James. And Matt and I have been on the air together for over a year now. And we've had the opportunity to share conversations with you about topics that have been of importance to us, as well as have been some of the challenges to us. And we are, I have to tell you, I'm honored to have Matt here, because he represents to me someone who has a dream and knows about putting one foot in front of the other, attracting incredible people. His staff are just amazing, and I've gotten to meet each and every one of them, and to provide you what you are asking for. He is, as I've said on many times, one of the most sought-after trainers and educators in the world today, president of the Empowerment Partnership and leader, which is a leader in neuro-linguistic programming. You're going to hear about that, and hypnosis education. His seminars and training programs are like none other, and let me tell you why. Most of the time when you go to a weekend or a week's retreat, you get a lot of information. When you attend one of the events or one of the seminars that's put on by Matt James's organizations, you walk out of there certified, and you walk out of there with tools. And so every dime you spend is really directed towards your portfolio and resume and your life. And there are very few people that I can say are still doing that today. And by far, Matt James is not about compromise. He's not about shortcuts. He's about fulfilling not only his life dream, but helping you fulfill yours. Matt, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Wow, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Well, and you know, Matt, it's pretty incredible to be having monthly conversations with you, because you come from this place of making sure that people live a fulfilled and alive life. And you and I on the last show said that we were going to do a show about energy, because there's a lot of conversation about energy. And what I love is talking about street smart energy.
No, it's true. You know, I mean, I get students that come in all the time and they go, I want more energy. And I say, do you know what you're asking for? No, but I was told that I should have more energy. And you have to know, you have to have an understanding of energy.
Well,
it does definitely help.
Well, let's kick it off, because, you know, I think our listeners get a sense of what it means to know about energy. But today we're going to break it down to everyday life, not about do I have the energy to fulfill my dream, which is great and very organic. But let's talk about energy and the way it helps us craft and create our day. What is energy?
Well, energy is really simple. We tend to, right now, in Western thinking, see the results of energy. And oddly enough, we denied the existence of energy for a couple hundred years easily. And the results of energy are very simple. Some mornings you wake up and you feel like you can tackle the planet. Some mornings you wake up and you go, wow, I don't even feel like getting out of bed. That's a result of how much energy do I have. And really, in having taught this for a number of years, I've noticed that the first thing you have to do is you have to get to know what is energy. And the simplest form of energy in the HUNA system would be called mana. Mana, which other words for mana that have been used around the planet, prana, chi, chi as in Tai Chi, ki as in Aikido. There's a number of different words that have been used, and still the basic energy is mana. It's life force energy. It's the energy that you use to run your body, to do the tasks of the day, and to function, basically. And that's the most basic form of energy. The Huna system has different levels of energy. You have mana, you have what would be the next level would be mana, which would be more the energy that you put into your focus. So this idea, the law of attraction, it's one of the four laws that make up the laws of Huna magic. And the law of attraction really deals with mana. What can you focus on? How do you maintain that focus? And you have that highest level energy vibration, which would be manaloa. That's a basic overview of what mana is.
So when we look at this, Matthew, and you and I, to demonstrate to our listeners, it'd be great to take a, you know, have a flashback in our own lives and really talk about those times in our lives where we maybe didn't know at the time that we were not in the flow and the connection of energy or vibration that would fulfill our dreams. And give folks an idea of what it's like to be at that place and what happens when you discover that you can get out of it.
No, it's fabulous. You're absolutely right. You know, they're one of my students that had come take one of the trainings about the Huna workshop that we've been running in Kona since 89 actually emailed me the other day and said to me, I have so much energy now, I don't know what to do with it. It's trickling all the way down to the physical body where I'm getting up every morning and I'm wanting to just run around. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, you know, I attended the Huna workshop, and I remember her being there. She said it was my first time there, and I opened myself up to the energy so much that if I just think about it, as I begin to focus on what it is that I want in my life, I begin to see the path, and I begin to see what it is that I need to do to achieve my goal. And prior to that, by what she had described to me, prior to that, she would wake up, and she didn't know even have the concept of what energy is. And so when you don't even know what energy is, some mornings you wake up and you want to do something. You think, here's what I want to achieve today. But you don't know how to tap into that energy. You don't know how to begin to move the energy, begin to, at the simplest level, you don't even know how to bring in that motivation, that desire, that passion to go for what it is that you want to do. You have to have a basic control over your own personal energy. And that opens up the door for you to be able to achieve things.
And this is really achieving things with ease and grace. I mean, this is what we're talking about. I know for myself, I've been able to achieve some incredible things that really the people that know me, they look at me and they say, forget it, we never thought you'd be able to do it. There have been some times where it's been the ease and grace and the flow, and there have been other times where it was like just gut-wrenching.
I know. No, and you said something really powerful there, ease and grace, because there was, I actually do remember a student that we were out on the lawn at Huna, and we were practicing, we actually do, Dr. Pat, we do hula at Huna sometimes.
Mm.
So in the morning, there's an optional morning class where you can actually learn about the hula, about how to make lays, and one person said to me that previously, before he was there, that he would have so much energy that he felt scattered all the time, and that getting to know the energy allowed him to create an ease in his focus and his intention. Because you have people that come in that go, I don't have any energy, and you have some people that come in and go, I have so much, I'm just scattered, I'm everywhere. And so there is this basic idea of you got to get to know it. You got to get to know this energy. And like you said, you've created things in your life where others said, I don't know how you could do that. I know how much you do in your life and how much you have achieved. And so you definitely know how to tap into that energy to create those things that you want.
And what I want to say to our listeners, and we'll talk about this when we come back, is I know from my perspective, Matt, and I'm sure that you'll chime in on this, it hasn't always been ease and grace and flow. As a matter of fact, I didn't even understand what that term was. I didn't even know what it was. And, you know, and what I want to say is that I hope that what we talk about today will inspire you to know that you are capable of what you think you're incapable of. You're capable of what you think you're incapable of. And we're going to share that with you today and help you tap into the energy. We've got a special offer for everyone listening to the show today. We want to thank everyone that has listened to the show and welcome some of the folks that are tuning in from other places in this country as well as in Australia. We want to thank you all for the show. We'll take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll be back with Matt James. We'll give you information about his website and ask you the question, would you like some help shifting energy today? We'll be right back.
To attract your dreams? Maybe you attract your dreams, but you can't hold on to them. Maybe you're attracting the wrong people into your life. Join Wise Divas with Teresa Proctor every Monday at 11 a.m. as she reveals the tools and skills needed to live your wildest dreams. If you're serious about making changes in your life, then tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wise Divas with Teresa Proctor. Live your wildest dreams right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987. Or visit detoxamerica.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy. At least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
What if answers to a healthy life were in one location? Well, those answers will be at this year's Alive Expo, November 3rd and 4th at Seattle Center's Exhibition Hall. Live healthy, happy, greener lives thanks to expert lectures, cooking demonstrations, and one-on-one time with exhibitors, all at this year's Alive Expo. Come hungry to learn and sample great food. Now, what if you want a pair of tickets to attend for free? You might if you tune in all this week to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. Listen to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m., Monday through Friday for the Dr. Pat Show at 10 to noon. And who knows, you might get in for free. The Dr. Pat Show appearance at a live expo is brought to you in part by Edmunds Wellness, Imago Matters, Certified Coaches Federation, and DetoxAmerica.com. Remember, tune in all this week for your chance to win. For complete details, log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. Embrace your life purpose. Mention Dr. Pat to receive a discount on life coach training. Call now, 800-506-9479. CertifiedCoachesFederation.com.
Remember, you're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My guest, Matthew James, is joining us today. We're going to be talking about energy, 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 and how you can look at your life and know that the amazing energy The creation of that you desire is already here. Matt, thank you so much for joining the show. Let's do two things. Let's make sure that everyone has the website, and then also let them know how they can get a copy of this fabulous CD you're giving away.
Oh, absolutely. Our website is HUNA.com, HUNA.com, and that describes all the information about HUNA, our workshops, and upcoming events that we're having. And the CD that we're giving away to all of your listeners, because we love your listeners, is our CD on Ho'oponopono. And it is really a process of learning how to get in charge of your energetic connections with people. And it's free for anyone that calls up our office. And the number is 800-800-MIND, 800-800-6463.
Okay, and we'll make sure we give that out again. 800-800-MIND, free. You call up, say, heard Matt James with chatting with Dr. Pat. Please send me the CD, and we'll make it happen for you.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and do that, and you're good to go. Energy, and what we started to talk about today, and we started to talk about some of the practices that you incorporate in the work you do. If I'm sitting here, Matt, and I'm feeling like I love Dr. Pat, I love the show, I love Matt James, but I'm just not getting off the couch.
Yeah, sometimes people need to have something that's going to kickstart them, something that is going to allow them to get going and to make that first step forward, that first movement towards what it is that they want. And sometimes it's just a piece of knowledge, just realizing that you have the ability inside yourself. I think you said this before we went on the break, that people need to realize that this empowerment comes from within. You know, we talk about energy being everywhere, and I've sat in front of teachers that I have a lot of respect for, and they will say that all energy is universal energy. I do agree with that. I also believe in the concept of perception is projection, or as above, so below, which means that if the universe has an abundant amount of energy, so do you. Sometimes just the knowledge that you have all the energy that you need inside to accomplish everything that you need to do, it's just a matter of learning how. And here's a really good analogy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when my mom first got her computer. My son at 4 decided that he wanted to start emailing like I do. So I set him up with an email account, and he emailed, and he called up my mother and said, "What's your email address?" And my mom didn't have one at the time. You know, this is a few years ago. My mom had been resisting computers. And she basically got me back on the phone, and she said, "My grandson has an email." And she said, "Oh, gosh." And so I helped her buy a computer, and she got one, and she got an email account. And sometimes what you think, like energy, you think energy is this far-out thing. How could I ever do it? How could I ever tap into it? It's like a computer, you know? You first get it, and you go, wow, and you learn one thing. And then all of a sudden, one day, you realize how much this computer can do. People wake up like that. Students wake up all of a sudden in the training. They go, wow, look how much I can do and how much I can achieve. It's that same idea, that same concept, that you have this depth of potential that's just waiting for you to tap into.
You know, Matt, every single one of us, I believe, and this is my belief, every single one of us has a fire inside. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You live on the island of Oahu. You're part of the Big Island, Hawaii, and we know about the fire energy, Madam Kelly energy. And everyone, I believe, everyone has that fire. I don't think it ever goes out. Sometimes it may get really low. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, almost so low that you could hardly feel its warmth.
It's so easy to just take some wood, though, and throw it right on top of there.
That's what I'm saying. I knew you would come back and say that. That's it. Throw the wood on.
Yeah.
And that's the question. The wood that you put on that fire to get it all fired up and heated up,
mm-hmm.
How do we get that knowledge? How do we know how to go find the wood, and not only that, how to make sure we're putting on dry wood and we're not putting on the wet stuff?
Yeah, See, now I'm from Hawaii, and these fireplace analogies are really tough for me.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking myself, having spent some time with you. You know, although there, I'll tell you, for some folks, if it drops below 70, it's cold day.
Oh no! I'm serious. You know, people over here that it gets into the high 60s, and they go, "Wow, it's freezing outside." Yeah, no, I know. I travel around the world, and I know what freezing really is. And you get accustomed to wherever you live. And, again, and I always love to make sure I say at some point during a talk about Huna, a'ohe pauku ike kohalau, which means that I respect other traditions. I'm just sharing what I know from Huna. I know there's different ways of looking at things. This is one way. And in the Huna system, you have right kind of in the middle of your belly, just below, if you have studied the chakras, just below that, the third chakra, right there in the center, you have what's called an emu. An emu, literally, externally, is a fire pit where you cook food. Inside you, it is your fire. It is your energy. It's your mana. And, yes, of course. I mean, take someone who has a ton of fire energy. When they go to sleep at night, the fire is going to calm down. They're sleeping. They're going to be in a restful state. In the morning they wake up, the fire kicks back up again. How do you feed the fire? How do you fuel it? How do you give it the wood? How do you give it something that's going to make it just grow? And that can come from many different things. What area? If you're talking about career, I worked with a student that said, I have no passion in my career. And passion is another way in English of saying, I have no fire, no motivation in my career.
Right.
I said, are you doing what you want to do? He said, no. And I said, but how can you put anything to fuel the fire if you're not doing what you want to do? So sometimes it's as simple as following your path, following your dream. Sometimes it's as easy as I have a piece of knowledge where I've learned something about myself. Maybe in relationships, you learn how to open up to yourself and to others, and that can fuel the fire. With health, for me, when I let go of 65 pounds of weight over a couple of years, one of the things that it was for me was having a desire to do it for myself, to achieve this myself, and that fueled the fire and got the energy going. So any number of things can get it going. It really, I think, depends on the individual and the context.
You know, Matt, I want to mention to everyone that, even though we're having this great conversation, Matt James has provided an opportunity for you to get some tools. And the way to do that is to get a copy of the CD. And we've made it so easy, and Matt has made it so easy, just dialing the toll-free number 800-800-MIND, M-I-N-D, 800-800-MIND. And what kind of information do they need to leave, Matt?
All they need to do is, and we have people there, it's 8 a.m. over here, but we actually have some people in the office.
I know, they come in early over there.
They do, I know. We do so much of our work on the what we call the mainland, the continental U.S. and in Canada. And we used to just come in at 8 or 9, and I'd do radio interviews at this time, and there'd be no one there in the office. And so, no, we have people that come in earlier now. And if they get the answering machine, all they have to do is leave their name, phone number, address if they feel comfortable doing that, and we'll send them out the CD.
Well, that's what we're going to do. And we're talking about energy today. And I know every one of us understands what this is. I mean, there are energy drinks. I think there is even a drink called energy. And it's very targeted. It's targeted at those of us that, at one point in time in a day, we're feeling a little sluggish, a little slow. And what a great metaphor, though, to look at that and the sluggishness that one may feel physically and look at our lives in a way where we see this maybe as being a little sluggish with our ideas, sluggish with our motivation to change, sluggish with actually implementing. And, that to me, Matthew, when we talk about that sluggish part, we could tend to get hung up on that. What I want to talk about with you in this next segment is what it means to be fired up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Fired up. We have put the wood on that fire. It is just creating an incredible flame. Everyone listening to the show is feeling it, and we want to share with everyone what you can do to step into it. And talk a little bit about Fired Up. I have a story as well. I know you have stories from the many people that have participated in your training. Let's give out some information for you before we go to break so that folks know how to get a hold of you. And again, mention the CD.
The easiest way to find out about our HUNA trainings is at HUNA.com, HUNA.com. And the CD that we're giving to your listeners is called the CD on Ho'oponopono, which is teaching you how to become right with yourself and get in control of those energetic relationships that you have with other people. And the CD, all you have to do is call up the office at 800-800-MIND, 800-800-6463, and we'll be able to send you out a CD.
All right. Are you ready to get fired up?
I am.
I'm totally. Benny, are you ready to get fired up?
Bring it on.
I'm telling you, bring it on. And here's what we want to do. We want to make sure for those of you that want to join us in getting fired up here today, the show is about change. And if we can help you, as we've done so often, we want to do it here. Matt James is a leader in the field, and we want to give you an opportunity to weigh in on this conversation, ask questions, bring it all out, and bring it all on. 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And I want to reach out real quick to Jay, who called in the other day. One of our loyal listeners, been on the show from day one, contacted me directly and thanked us for helping him get fired up, forgive, and create change. We'll be right back.
Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an insure for dessert. Somebody order.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We're all students and teachers of life. At the College of Metaphysical Studies in Clearwater, Florida, we offer the largest curriculum in metaphysical and spiritual studies. Allow us to guide you on your path of self-discovery. Learn from the comfort of your home with our distance learning program or visit our Florida campus. To learn more, visit cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The Enlightenment Card has and is established with over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further personal growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or if you use points to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference in the world. Join the community at enlightenmentcard.com.
Do you have questions about romance, work, your health? Get the answers at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, October 20th and 21st at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. For only $15, enjoy 90 holistic exhibitors and 70 free lectures and receive a free 4x6 color or a photo. We guarantee to educate and entertain your body, mind, and spirit. Call 541-482-3722 or visit bmse.net.
Are you taking your multiple vitamin formula and fish oils too? Now you can take your vitamins and fish oils in one formula, one bottle. One bottle. Carlson Fish Oil Multi, a vital foundation for nutritional programs. Carlson Fish Oil Multi is a comprehensive iron-free balanced formula supplying essential vitamins and minerals. Plus, Carlson's Fish Oil Multi provides Norwegian fish oils, which is rich in EPA and DHA to support the heart, the brain, the nerves, and the eyes. Look for Carlson Fish Oil Multi at finer health food stores in the fish oil section. Carlson Fish Oil Multi.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
That I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear, this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to this man right now. It's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth.
Why it's up for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm thrilled to have with me Matthew James. He is, as I said before, the president of American Pacific University and much more. You've heard us talk about the Empowerment Partnership. You've heard us talk about NLP.com. You've heard us talk about HUNA.com. All of this is part of Matthew James's vision. And he is here today because we are talking about energy. It's a show that many of you have asked for, and we're bringing the conversation to you. Want to give you the opportunity, if you have comments, questions, or need a energizing lift in your energy field, we're here to help you with it, whether that be an affirmation, whether that be an insight, or whether that be just a conversation with us. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Matt, thank you again for joining us today. I mean, energy everywhere. Energy, it's like the water everywhere, not a drop to drink. I mean, it's like, do we get to tap into it? How do we get fired up? And more importantly, what are the things that hold us back?
I think that you have to look at the fact that, first of all, you have energy inside you. Once you get that, then it's a matter of how do I channel it? How do I cultivate it? And how do I maintain it so that I have the energy to do the things that truly fulfill me as an individual. I've done a lot of things in my life, and what I do right now by going out there and teaching people and getting to share my understanding of HUNA and my lineage of HUNA that I learned from my father, that he learned from the Bray family here in Kona, you know, that fulfills me. And so there are some simple things that you can do to get fired up. I mean, we drink those energy drinks you were talking about a little while ago in the show, you know, and that's to build up the energy that we have. Well, why do we do that? I asked a lady in the seminar, why do you drink those energy drinks? And she said, well, because last night I was on the computer all night and I only got 2 hours of sleep. Well, there are some really simple common sense things. What's the easiest way to blow out your energy? You don't take care of your body. That's a really simple way to blow out your energy. So obviously those are really simple approaches. Take care of your body, get enough rest, eat the right foods. That's really talked about a lot. I think the one that's talked about a lot less are things like negative emotions and your thought with the focus that you have. Negative emotions can take away from your energy. If you have anger, if you have sadness, fear, hurt, or guilt, it can be like not having any sleep on the physical level. When you have those negative emotions inside your body, they can actually pull away from the energy that you have. They can, almost in a sense, I guess, from an English standpoint, take away from it. They can absorb the energy.
Uh-huh.
And what that does is that pulls away from your own ability to get fired up, because if you're fearful of doing something, how can you cultivate or move that energy? So letting go of the negative emotions would be a major thing that would get you fired up.
Well, you know, I mean, keeping with the metaphor we're using, I've spent many days in Native American tradition and, you know, the use of fire. And we have a fire tender, especially when we go out on Vision Quest, Sweat Lodge, you name it, there is a fire tender. And, you know, the person that tends the fire does a number of different things. Of course, you know, there's ritual, there's prayer, there are many things. And what we know about fire, anyone that has done a fire out in the open, we all know this, even in Hawaii. I mean, that is a tradition in Hawaii as well. We know that there are some days where we're tending the fire and the sky is clear and the sky is blue. There's no threat of that fire being distracted, disrupted. But then there are days, and you would relate to this, where the trade winds blow.
Mm-hmm.
And the trade winds come in. And if they come in at the time you're starting that fire, there's extra steps, extra things that need to be done to protect it. And so there are many things that can happen. If you're in a place where it rains a lot, then what happens is the fire could be, you know, just blazing. And the water that will hit it may not put it out, but it'll certainly have an effect. Isn't this true? of how we walk our talk in this life. I mean, there are things that would happen to disrupt the ease of flow of that fire and passion.
It's an absolutely fantastic metaphor for how we live our lives. And my mom lives in California, up in the high Sierras, at about a 5,000-foot elevation. She gets a lot of rain in that area. And they have wood for their fireplace, and they keep it sheltered. And they cut the wood, and they get all the wood prepared when the days are nice and sunny, when there's no winds, when there's no rains like you were talking about. And then the days where it gets cold and it's rainy, they have that already stored up, kind of like in our lives. If a person their entire life has been not cultivating the energy from a physiological level, if they haven't taken care of their body, if they're not getting rest, if they're blowing their energy out physically, and then all of a sudden they want to have it there mentally, then they're not prepared. They don't have it stored up. And you're right. Then the rains can come in one day and the wind can come in, and we can have one of those days that challenges us, and your fire may not be prepared for that. So there is an aspect that can be very ritualistic, that can be very purposeful, that is, I'm going to cultivate and maintain my energy, because we don't have to talk about energy on those easy days. On the easy days, anyone can make the energy. It's those days where we're challenged. How do I tap into that energy? How do I cultivate it? And you have to have done some work to do that. You have to have done some work on the mental level, the emotional level, and the physical level in order to make sure that you have maintained your personal fire.
You know, Matt, one of the things that I love about conversations like this is a lot of the times we spend talking about how to protect the fire so it doesn't go out. And the other side of that is talking about how to pick the right wood to throw it on the fire. And you and I were talking about the fact that energy is energy, and the challenge of being in the faith and the knowing that there is no bad, quote, energy. And you touched on that a little bit, and yet we are so focused on polarization. Good versus bad, you know what I'm saying? Heaven versus hell. You know, you come up with your own conversation about that. But how do we describe and explain the joy, the fulfillment, the just getting all charged up, you know, the charged up part of inviting people to step into the place where there is no such thing as evil energy?
I know.
If we lived in that world where every day it would be as if we were looking into the eyes of a deer, a doe, and just seeing that innocence, that purity, that absolute divinity, that connection to earth and spirit? What if every moment of every day we lived in that place?
You're totally a choice to being able to do that. That's the most magnificent thing. You have the absolute control, and you get to make the decision as to whether or not you do that. Daddy Bray, which is the Bray family lineage, is the lineage that we carry here in Kona. His son, Papa Bray, taught my father that, you know, Papa Bray said this really simple. He said, in ancient times, they talked about positive and negative, but they weren't meaning good or bad. That was a mistranslation from Hawaiian to English, and I think it was a mistranslation in a lot of different cultures. Positive and negative simply means polarity. I mean, think of a battery. A battery has a positive terminal and a negative terminal, but we don't open up the hood of our car and look at the terminal that's labeled negative and say, you're the bad side of the battery. No, we just realize that it's a circuit that needs to be made. It needs to create a circuit so energy flows. And energy flows like an alternating current. It flows in outward, and as it flows out, energy comes back in. So this concept of positive and negative is more like a battery. So then I have students that come and they say, I went somewhere and I experienced bad vibes. I experienced bad energy. And I gently explain to them that from the Huna perspective, and this I know it comes from the Native American perspective because I've done pipe ceremony and smudging ceremonies with chiefs in North America. And this chief said basically the same thing to me, that energy is just energy. Energy is just this flow of emotion, this flow of fire, this flow of water, whatever label you want to give it, it's just energy. And you, by your thoughts, by your focus, and by your evaluation is the word, by your evaluation of the energy, you determine whether or not you experience it as good or bad. But the energy itself is just energy. And so I usually explain to people that you get to decide. If you walk into a place and you say, I don't like the feel of this place, it doesn't mean that that place has bad energy. You just may not like that experience of the energy. But from a universal perspective, it's just energy. So the fantastic thing is that you have total control over making the decision as to how you experience the energy and your day, just like you were saying a moment ago, Dr. Pat.
Well, it is every single one of us, Matt, and I know you and I have made choices that sometimes turn out and sometimes don't. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit about what those are. And the point being is that, as I said before, Matt, you and I started the show like this. When you have the fire, when you have the passion, there is a fire inside every single one of us. It never goes out, never. Never goes out. And so when we come back, we're going to share with you some of the choices that could be made, especially in my life that I've made, that may have put a little water, dampened that fire, but I'll tell you, never went away. We'll be right back. Matt James, my very special guest. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. We'll be right back.
Hey, you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Each one of us experiences a time in our lives when our health has become upset or challenged. Tim Ticehurst is an accomplished homeopath who provides compassionate help for his clients who are looking to return to balance. The remedies Tim recommends are completely safe and non-toxic and can work in tandem with prescription medications. Visit homeopathyseattle.com or call Tim at 1-800-219-1526 for a free consultation to see if homeopathy may be right for you.
What if answers to a healthy life were in one location? Well, those answers will be at this year's Alive Expo, November 3rd and 4th at Seattle Center's Exhibition Hall. Live healthy, happy, greener lives thanks to expert lectures, cooking demonstrations, and one-on-one time with exhibitors, all at this year's Alive Expo. Come hungry to learn and sample great food. Now, what if you want a pair of tickets to attend for free? You might if you tune in all this week to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by, Monday through Friday from 10 to noon. Listen to Alternative Talk, 11:50 a.m., Monday through Friday for the Dr. Pat Show at 10 to noon. And who knows, you might get in for free. The Dr. Pat Show appearance at a live expo is brought to you in part by Edmunds Wellness, Imago Matters, Certified Coaches Federation, and DetoxAmerica.com. Remember, tune in all this week for your chance to win. For complete details, log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. Embrace your life purpose. Mention Dr. Pat to receive a discount on life coach training. Call now, 800-506-9479.
CertifiedCoachesFederation.com.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive by Matthew James here with me today. We're talking about energy, 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 energy everywhere, and not a whatever to stick in our bodies. But actually, that's not true, because as I said before break, you've got the fire inside you. Every single one of you listening to this show does. And even though some days you may think, oh my goodness, the fire has gone out, it is not. And we're going to be talking about myself and Matt James right now, the power of choice. And most importantly about choice is this that I want to say to you. There are never, ever any mistakes. And I'm really clear about that, just like there is no such thing as bad energy. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Boy, making that decision, you know?
I like what you just said. There's never any mistakes. And one of my favorite quotes comes from Patanjali, Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. And Patanjali said that sometimes when we're on the path, we fall down flat on our face. And I've been there. I've done that. I've had that happen. Woke up one morning and realized, you know, that my health wasn't the way that I wanted. And for lack of a better term, I was flat on my face, on my path. And he said, sometimes we curse that very act of falling on our face, but that may be the very thing that takes us to the next level, takes us down the path on the next step. And so I learned a while ago that can things happen that in the moment we label as bad, that we wish didn't happen? Of course that can happen. We can have our challenging days, our days where our stuff comes up, where you... What's the crust, where you really feel the crust and you got to bust through it, or you feel like the fire is getting put out. And those may be the very days where we take in a lesson, a learning that really allows us to find out who and what we are, that allows us to take it to the next level. And I think that's an important thing to remember, because it can happen to anyone.
You know, let me ask you this question, because, you know, there have been days where I've made a decision and the very next minute, it turned out in that moment to look like it was, wow, the worst thing I could have ever done or have ever said. Do you have moments like that in your life?
Of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do it without even... You can do it without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
The CD that we're giving out is called the Ho'oponopono CD.
Mm-hmm.
And another way to look at it is the forgiveness process, to become right, ho'o, to make it right, pono, with yourself and others. And really, there were only three things that you could do wrong in the Hawaiian system. There was hala, heva, and ino. And hala and heva were very simple. It was to go overboard or to do something to excess, to err or miss the path. And you know, I get up in front of groups and I'm talking to 100 people and I might say something that, in my opinion, is very positive. I might say something that, to me, motivated me. And you never know who is in your audience, what they've experienced in their life, and they may hear it and they may go, that didn't help me. And so one of the things that I always learned is that it's really good to ask for forgiveness, because in our life, you're right, you can say something and a moment later realize that may be something I want to say to myself, but maybe I shouldn't have said that to the person. The neat thing is it's so easy to get that forgiveness. It's so easy to realize that it's just energy, that you've put that energy out there, and you just have to be in charge of your energy, and you have to be in charge of it so that you can become pono with yourself, you can become right with yourself.
Matt, one of the things that I wanted to ask our listeners about and ask them to take a moment with us is to take the energy of what they may be thinking or feeling today from that place of forgiveness. We had an incredible healing on air the other day. And the conversation you and I are having is also a teaching, and a teaching that shows up in the many workshops that you do around the world. And what we get to talk about is that place of invitation for everyone listening to the show to really accept our invitation to step into a different way, a different energy field right now.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'd like you to help our listeners with, those folks that are out there that are either stuck at the place that doesn't serve them, or maybe you're not stuck at all, but you want to take your vibration to a different energy level, as we sometimes do on this show. And so what would an invitation from Matt James sound like?
Well, one simple thing to do is that I would invite everyone to begin to take the information that they get. Every day is a day where you learn something. Every day is a day where a new piece of information comes in. You have a couple options of when that information comes in. There's a couple of things that you can do with that information. So you're going through life, and like you said, Dr. Pat, you said something to someone, and you wish you could have taken it back. And I was there walking down the path, and I said something to a student, and I thought it would be inspirational, and it wasn't. And you have in that moment then an option, and the student says to me, you know, could you say something else, because that wasn't the thing that got me. It was something that you had said previously. Now, I get this learning. I get this knowledge inside me. I have two things that I can do. I can look at the past, and I can go, I should have acted a different way, not just now, but a week ago, a month ago, and we can take this new piece of knowledge, this new energy that we've received, and beat ourselves up for previous actions. That's not what knowledge wants you to, from an energetic perspective, when that learning comes in, what you're meant to do with it is bring it into the now and then move it forward into the future. Realize that yesterday, you didn't know what you know today. I didn't know what I know today 2 years ago. And to look at what I did 2 years ago and evaluate it based on what I know now, that's beating myself up. That's creating the energy of guilt. That's creating the energy of anger, sadness, fear, hurt, or guilt. What I have to realize is that 2 years ago, I was doing the best that I could with what I knew. That the energy that was coming in, that was all I could do, and that was the best that I could do. I have to forgive myself for whatever it is that I did. And then what I do is that knowledge that I have now, I bring that into myself and I face the future. I move it towards the future and say, I'm going to now change and shift what I do from this day forward. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do with the energy.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that every single one of us, you know, can step up to and do. This is not Mission Impossible. And sometimes we think we're at this place in life where it may seem like it's Mission Impossible. I don't know about you, but I could tell you that one of the most regretful decisions that I've ever made, and I'm going to say regretful because at the time it was, turned out to be one of the most incredible opportunities for my life to shift and change profoundly. And that was the day that I realized that after 25 years working for an organization, 5 years away from retirement, that I had literally conspired to get myself, terminated in part of a downsize. And when given the opportunity to stay, I said no. And at the moment that I did that, out of whatever energy or feeling that was, believe me, I felt that it was one of the worst decisions of my life that I had ever made. In that moment, even if it was for an hour or a day, I thought, what have I just done? What did I do? 25 years, 5 years away from retirement, a full pension at the time. And I thought, am I insane? Now, when I look back, I knew at the time that I wasn't sure who that voice was that had me say no and walk away from that. But when I look back, Matt, I get to see a journey that would not have happened had I not made that decision. And we all make decisions in the moment. So how can we help our listeners in closing the show know that they can find the good, the great energy in every decision they've made?
I think knowing exactly what you just said, that in the moment we're just doing the best we can, and that, you know, just like you, Dr. Pat, I wouldn't trade in those bad, what I would call at the time, those bad moments in the past, because they put me on a new path. They helped me move forward. They changed my life. I think one of the things that would really help people is to become Pono. You know, the CD that we're that we're giving your listeners the Ho'oponopono CD to get in control of those energetic connections, to create the shift, to become right with themselves. Because sometimes based on the past baggage, we tend to evaluate what we're doing in the now. And so really to just forgive yourself and to forgive others.
I love that. Matt James, thank you so much for joining the show today. And again, another fabulous conversation. Thank you again to all of the listeners, Matt James, NLP.com, HUNA.com, and much more. Thank you for joining us.